We continue our learning lately the Nishmas Dali B'Menachem Rosh HaMechaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are on Yom Perakei, Mishnah Vav. Hiza al Taharo Shel Mizbeach Sheva Pa'amim. Here the Mishnah describes that the Kohen Gadol would sprinkle the blood on the Taharo, literally on the purity, but it means on the exposed area of the Mizbeach HaZahav, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is the general Mizbeach HaKtaris, and he sprinkled the blood on there 7 times. What's happening here is that the Kohen Gadol had just finished placing blood on the 4 corners of the Mizbeach HaZahav in the Heichal. After he does that, he moves the ashes and the coals of the Taharos off to the side and sprinkles 7 times on the top, on the gag, on the roof of this of the Mizbeach HaZahav, the very small Mizbeach. In the Heichal, 7 times, as the Pasuk says, in the Avod, it says, V'hiza alav min hadam be'etzbao sheva pa'amim v'tiharo. And then he has leftover blood from the blood that he placed on the Mizbeach HaZahav. So the Mishnah here says, "Ushiare hadam hayashofei chayusod ma'aravi shel Mizbeach Hachitzon." And the leftover blood he would pour down, literally here it says the yusod ma'aravi, the western yusod, the western foundation of the outer Mizbeach, of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Let's explain what's happening here. So the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, which is not the Mizbeach we're talking about, we're talking about Mizbeach HaZahav. He finishes with the Mizbeach HaZahav. He does the sprinkling on the 4 corners, then 7 times on the top of the Mizbeach. And now he walks out of the Heichal into the Azara. And he comes to the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Now on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, there were 2 holes on the Mizbeach itself in the southwestern corner. Southwestern corner, 2 holes on top of the Mizbeach. One was towards the west, and one was towards the south. And the Mishnah here is teaching us that those little holes were used to pour the leftover blood from the Karbanos. However, it depends on which Karbanos we're talking about. Here, the blood that he had, that he was sprinkling on the Mizbeach HaZahav, that leftover went on the Yisod Ma'aravi of the outer Mizbeach. That was on, went down, you poured it down the little hole that was towards the west. Remember, it's the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, right next to the Kevesh. And he poured it down in that hole. As opposed to, and the Mishnah continues by saying, V'shel Mizbeach Achitzon Hayashofeich Ayusod Dromi. That which was left over from the blood of the Karbanos, typical Karbanos that were brought on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, all the Karbanos were brought there. Most of the blood was sprinkled there of regular Karbanos. Leftover blood there was poured down the Yisod Dromi. The lefter, again, in the same corner, it's the Keren Dromis Maravis, it's the southwestern corner, but it's the little hole in the top of the Mizbeach that was towards the south. So that which was left over from sprinkling on the Mizbeach HaZahav was down the hole that was closer to the west, and the leftover blood from other Karbanos was poured down the hole that was closest to the south. And then the Mishnah says, Elu va'elu misarvin ba'ama v'yotin l'nachal kedron. Either way, they went down inside the Mizbeach. This was a hole opening in the Mizbeach, where the hole began. And it went all the way down into the Amah, which was water that was in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash itself. And then it went out to Nachal Kidron, to the Kidron Valley in Yerushalayim. V'nim karim laganon in Lizevel. And the Mishnah here says that they could be sold to gardeners for fertilizer, umal in Bahem, but there is a halacha of Mi'ila. Now, Mi'ila is where is misappropriating from the Beis HaMikdash, is stealing or getting benefit from something that's hektish. So here the Mishnah is telling us that this is only Mi'ila midirabbanan. Min HaTorah, there's no Mi'ila when it comes to blood. You have Mi'ila when it comes to other things that belong to the Beis HaMikdash. But blood, there's only Mi'ila midirabbanan. So here, we allow the hana, but the blood to be used as zevel for fertilizer for gardeners, as long as they pay for it, and that's what the Mishnah means. V'nim karin laganonim lizevel, but umoalim b'ahim. There is mi'ilim edurabanon, but if they pay for it, so there's no problem for them to use this the blood for this purpose. Mishnah Perek Hey Mishnah Zayin. Kol Masa Yom HaKippurim, Ha'omer Al HaSeder, Im Hikdim Masa L'Chavero, Lo Asa Klum. So here it says all the avodos of Yom Kippur that Kohen Gadol did with Big Day Lovin in the Kodesh HaKodashim and the Heichal. And some say, claim in the Gemara that it's all of the avodos that were done with Big Day Lovin, whether they were inside the Kodesh HaKodashim and the Heichal or outside. Ha'omer Al HaSeder that are said in order in our Masechta, says the Mishnah, Im Hikdim Masa L'Chavero, Lo Asa Klum. The halacha is that they must be done in order. Based on the pasuk, Vahisa in the Avoda, in Parsha Sacharemos, it says, Vahisa lazos lachem l'chukas olam, l'chaper al b'nei Yisrael mikol chatasam asher achas bashana. So the language of the Torah is chukas olam. Anytime you see the word chukah, that means it's ma'akeh. That means it's essential, it's indispensable, this particular avoda, whatever it may be. And the fact that it says this avoda is supposed to be the chukah salam, it comes to teach you that if you change the order, it's going to be invalid. So that's what it means. Kol masa yom kippurim, im hamra la seder, im hikta masa l'chavero, lo asa klum. And he has to do it again. And then the Mishnah says, Hiktim dam ha-soyer le-dam ha-par. Let's say he sprinkled the dam of the soyer before the dam ha-par. We mentioned the dam ha-par is supposed to precede the dam ha-soyer. So here he did it in the opposite order. So the Mishnah here says, Yachzor v'yazem b'dam ha-soyer l'achar dam ha-par. So what should he do? So he went out of order. He did the dam ha-soyer, then the dam ha-par. So now do the dam ha-soyer afterwards. Now, the Gemara explains that we're talking about the hazos, that the sprinklings that are done in the Heichal, specifically towards the paroches, And that's where we allow you, if you went out of order, so we allow you to flip it. You're still in the Heichal. You went out, you ended up sprinkling the Dam HaPar, the Dam HaSoyer before the Dam HaPar. So if you did it in that order, so now just do the Dam HaSoyer after the Dam HaPar. So that's where the Gemara says that we're speaking about the sprinkling on the paroches facing the Aron when you're in the Heichal. But the Gemara says if there was any change in the Hazos, inside, in the Kodesh HaKodashim, the sprinklings that were done there, so then he has to shecht a new so'ir and sprinkle from its blood after the Dam HaPar. Because a se'ir that was shechted before the sprinkling of the Dam HaPar is going to be pasul. So the whole discussion in our Mishnah, we allow you to just quickly change the order and just do an extra sprinkling. That's all in the paroches. But regarding the Kodesh HaKodashim, if you went out of order, so now the halacha would be you would have to shecht a new se'ir and do the avoda. You have to shecht a new se'ir and do hazah from its dam of that new soir after the dam apar. Let's say before you finish sprinkling the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and what happened? The blood spilled, the blood of the par, or the blood ha-soir, and I can't finish the sprinkling, says the Mishnah, Yavi dam acher, v'yachzu v'yazeh b'tzchila bifnim. Shecht a new behema, bring its blood, and then do all the hazos, all the matanos, all the sprinklings from the beginning inside. And the Mefarshim explained based on the Gemara that if the dam hapar was spilled before he finished the matanos and he's bringing a new par, so you know what else he has to do? He has to now do the whole Torres, the chafina, the below chafnav of the Torres a second time and do the haktorah before the hazah of the dam, because the Torres that you did the below chafnav, if you dealt with the Torres avoda before the shkita sapar, that's going to be pasul. So if you're bringing a new par, so you have to do the Torres once again. The chein behechol, says the Mishnah, if the blood spilled before he finished the matanos on the paroches in the Heichal, so he has to bring new blood and do hazah from the beginning of all of the hazos that are in the Heichal, that which is Kenega the paroches. But he does not have to go back to do the hazah that he did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because each hazah is separate. The hazah bifnim is one hazah, one individual, one independent hazah, and the one of the Heichal is its own hazah. V'chein says Mishnah b'mizbach hazahav. If he began to do the hazah, the sprinkling on the mizbeach hazahav, As we said, the four corners and the seven on top, and the blood spilled before he finished those matanos. He's supposed to bring new dam, and he can begin those matanos on that mizbeach. He doesn't have to then go back and do what he did before keneged the parochas, or what he did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why? Shekulon kapara bifnei atzman. Because each one is its own atonement. So that's why there's bifnim and the heichal. They're all separate. So you don't have to worry. The Gemara says if the blood spilled after, let's say, he finished over matanos, but before he poured out the shirayim. Remember, the leftover blood was poured down one of those holes in the mizbeach. Then, but the blood spilled before he poured it down the hole. You don't have to bring new dam and start again, because the shvicha of the shirayim, that pouring on the outer mizbeach, is not ma'akev the avoda. Then the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, mimkom shepasak mishamum aschil. He says, even if the blood spilled before he finished the matanos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or in the Heichal, or on the mizbeach hazav, there's no need to go back and do any hazah again. He can start from where he left off. Let's see, sprinkling seven times. He did six of them. He only has one left and the blood spilled. So do the last sprinkling. And that's enough, because each hazah, each sprinkling alone, let's say you're doing seven. So each one of those seven is his own mitzvah. And therefore, if I did six of them, all I have to do is the last one. So and finish it up. And that would be it. But we don't follow the opinions of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon.